Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, amazingly smooth and loved throughout the DMV.
Yeah,
much like Jeff Walker. And Detroit. B. Mitchell Finley brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Check them out, rude.com, to find a contractor near you and available tax credits that help. B. Mitch, if it ain't rude, it ain't right.
Right.
Adam Peters, by the time he talked, it was midnight. It was late. And
I know, yeah.
And he was fired up. It didn't matter that it was late to him.
That man puts in work, brother.
Absolutely. I think I always believe in full transparency. You get to hear all the questions, all the answers. Here's Adam Peters.
Why Jane? Why not Jane? Jane, he's to us, he's special in every way. On the field, off the field. I talked to him a couple times and I told him kind of what I told you guys the other day. Didn't really watch a lot of the quarterbacks hard during the season, being with the 49ers, and then I turned on Jaden for the first time here and I couldn't believe it. I honestly couldn't believe how good he was, and saw him on TV, saw him on highlights and everything. But when you really study him as a quarterback, just as a quarterback, he's really, really good. And just the way he could process, the way he could see the field, go through reads, deliver on time, deliver with pressure in his face, take a hit and deliver a third down pass and move the chains. He's the best deep ball thrower we thought in the draft. And that's even before you start watching him run. And the way he runs, he just kind of, we talk about it, kind of takes your soul as a defense. You know, you think you got him, and then all of a sudden he rips off a 40-yard run. And this is against the SEC. This isn't against, some lower competition. This is against the best of the best. So for all those reasons on the field and off the field, I can't say enough about him. And we did a lot of work on all these guys. We did a lot of work on Jaden. And in terms of every single person we spoke to, it was just exemplary as a person, personal character, football character, his work ethic, his football intelligence, how much he cared, his leadership, how he is as a teammate. They were all exemplary, and we went back to high school. We went back to Arizona State and Herm Edwards. His personal quarterback coaches, his LSU, and all the staffers at LSU, Brian Kelly there. Every single person you would talk to, it was the same answer. So we felt so good about how awesome of a person that he was on top of watching all that tape. So, it was really, it made us feel really, really good about making this pick. And if we could have run it up, we would have run that pick up. We waited a little while because I think they tell us to do that, but we couldn't be happier.
When did you had said last week that you were still kind of working through something, but when did you really settle on him for sure?
Yeah, I think you guys kind of getting to know how we do things, and And going through the whole process, I think, is important. And I think I said this last week, too. You know, you don't want to make a decision until you have to. But, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. But that being said, we knew it was Jaden for a while, and it would have taken a lot for it to not be Jaden, personally, you know, or just in reality. I mean, and it was the building. The whole building was, you know, I would say unanimous on that one, and it's easy to see why.
Was there any opportunity to move up from 36 to get back into the first round? Was that ever in play?
Yeah, if there was one of the players that we would have wanted to get up, we would have tried to, and we did. We made a couple calls, but nothing materialized.
With Dan and for Cliff, what stood out about Jaden, the fit there, I guess, particularly with what Cliff wants to do for this offense?
Yeah, I think with Cliff, what's great about Cliff is he can really mold the offense around anyone. You know, that's what one of his, as Q says, superpowers, right? So he's going to build the offense around Jaden. And he's worked with a lot of athletic quarterbacks, so he knows how to do that. And there's some terminology carryover. You know, I think just as you go anywhere, there's terminology carryover and concept carryover. And they've discussed a little bit of that, so they're already vibing, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a really great marriage with him and really all of our offensive coaches, Brian and Tavita and Blau in that room. And so we're, we're just ready to surround him and support him to be the best he can.
I hate to go back to this, but what was sort of your reaction to the whole top 30, top golf, just the overall mass reaction to that? What did you think about that?
For me personally, you know, we believed in what we did. You know, we believed that it was a really good process and an enjoyable process. And, you know, sometimes there's not a whole lot going on, you know, when you're waiting 2 weeks or whatever for the draft and there's not a whole lot to talk about and something kind of gets legs, and it is what it is, you know. But, you know, I try not to worry about that too much. You know, we'll always do an after action plan, say what could we have done better, what could we have done what could we have done better, really, or what did we do well also. And so we'll challenge ourselves. But I think in the end, it was almost overwhelmingly positive in terms of not only everybody's experience, but what we got out of it too.
I don't know, we're going back and forth here. With regards to, you just said, like, sometimes there's not a lot to talk about, some topics bubble up, that you guys were as quiet as you were became a notable subplot throughout this whole time, including going back to the coaching search. I guess just how much is it for you, is that exactly what was that what you wanted to be, as go as dark as possible, and what did you kind of make of the reaction to the fact that nobody seemed to know what you guys were thinking?
I think that's just a reflection of the people in this building and really being committed to this team and you know, keeping what's in-house. So, you know, I'm proud of our team for that. I'm proud of the people in this building for keeping things under wraps. You know, what was that? Yeah. It's like my walk-off music. I can leave now. I think that's probably what I take out of it, Ben, is just I'm proud of our guys and men and women who didn't, you know, didn't let anything out of the building.
Adam, you mentioned him playing in the SEC, and one of the things you always hear about is SEC speed, which mm-hmm. is different from everybody else's speed. How did he attack that SEC speed, whether it was off the edge, corners, rotation, you know, different defenses, athletic defensive players? How did he attack that?
Yeah, I think it's a real skill as a quarterback runner, and some quarterbacks really just know how to do it. It's instinct. He has great speed and great acceleration, but he's also a really, really, like, instinctive, talented runner. And the way I would describe it is slashing. So, one, he's very decisive when he runs, and you have to be decisive in this league especially, but SEC too, but this league especially, because if you're indecisive, these guys are big and fast, and they're going to get on you, and they're also, you know, 255 pounds, and they still run as fast as you. So what he does, he's very decisive and he slashes. So he's never breaking down. He's never breaking stride. He's attacking edges. And if you see, you watch the tape, there's defenders that think they have him a great angle on him. And then the next thing you know, he's gone because he's never slowing down and he's attacking edges. So I think you can teach that, but a lot of it's instinct and also just he is really fast. You know, he's going to run over 21 miles an hour. Which is as fast as quarterbacks get, really. You know, that and maybe Justin Fields and Lamar. You know, those are the guys that run that fast. So, you know, I think it's a combination of his speed and his talent, his instinct, and really his toughness, and just, like, he's got it all.
Yeah. He attacked that speed mentally in terms of processing what he saw.
Really well. Really well. That was something you look at and you can see how does he get through his reads and does he know where to go with the ball? Does he see the blitz? Does he know where his hots are? And that was, you know, I think, you know, I keep talking about being able to play the position first, and he can do it and he does it really, really well. And that's, you know, that's a big part of it.
Adam, you kind of mentioned that during the process where there's not real information, stories, reports, whatever kind of bubble up. There was a repeated one that maybe Jaden didn't want to come to Washington. Did that ever get to your radar? Was that ever a discussion point for you guys?
Not for us, not internally. He never expressed that to us, and really expressed, you know, that he was really happy to be wherever he went. You know, and that's the attitude that I think anybody has to take. And when you're in that position, and he never expressed that to us, and we're thrilled to have him here. I know he's thrilled to be coming here, and we've had a lot of conversations, and we're really excited to work together.
How much input did Cliff have in the process, and how fired up is Cliff?
Cliff had a lot of input in the process, and he, you know, when we went out and did all the pro days, he was with us the whole time, and so we had a lot of time together to talk, just talk philosophy, talk quarterback play, just talk about the players, and so he was a very, very, very big fan of Jaden, like all of us, and he is extremely fired up.
Adam, the position in this town it's been like a, you know, just a revolving door. What about him do you think can solidify, like mentally, do you think he's prepared for, you're the second pick of the draft, you've got to solve this problem for us?
Yeah, he's been through the fire. He's been through adversity, and he's come out as well as you can come out. And you know, he's a Heisman winner, which is it's a remarkable accomplishment in itself. But the way he became that is through, you know, battling through adversity, work ethic, just working harder than every person on the team. Really, he tell the story, but he's the guy that got the passcodes changed for the doors, you know, so he can come in early and he can stay late, you know, and that's him. That's not any God-given ability. That's just him wanting to be great. So, you know, he's faced adversity transferring schools. He didn't grow up, you know, like he wasn't, you know, wasn't given anything. You know, you could tell he was raised really well. That's one thing that you can really tell by his work ethic, by the way he carries himself. And so, yeah, you could tell he was raised well, but he wasn't handed anything. He earned everything he's got.
And the one knock physically, or the question might be, for a guy who runs a lot, he's not huge, or have you talked, like, can you take a hit in the NFL? What was that process like?
Yeah, I think with any quarterback, not just Jaden, you want to tell him to get down, you know, not take the hit. Which is, if that's your biggest problem with somebody, then it's pretty good deal there. And so, you know, we'll encourage him to not take those hits, but he's so competitive. He's so tough. He got up every time. So, you know, no questions about his toughness or his durability. Just, I think, you know, wanting him to play 17 to 20 plus games every year, want to make sure he takes care of his body, and we know he will.
Adam, kind of piggybacking off of Barry's question, your first time GM, Dan has waited to be a head coach again. This market starving for a franchise QB. What's your message to Jaden about how to handle the magnitude and the pressure that comes with it? I know you mentioned the Heisman thing, but the NFL is a completely different animal.
Yeah, I think he's gotten a taste of it this weekend, really. I mean, that the stuff he had to go through, you know, media wise this weekend was a lot. And, you know, my message to him is just keep being himself, because that's what's gotten him here. And he's built to handle all this, and that's on and off the field. He's a very, very mature young man. He is a man. There's no doubt about it. That's what everybody assured me, is this is not a college kid. This is a man. And I heard that from Herm Edwards, Ryan Kelly, and you know, and I believe it by the way the interactions we've had with him. So he's built for this. We have a great team around him that will help him. You know, nobody can do this on their own, and we're going to do a great job of surrounding him with it, whatever he needs to handle everything. But he can do it.
Looking ahead to the second and third round, two of those picks coming in the first eight starting tomorrow, just how does this sort of set the tone, and how do you optimize the capital that you have in these next couple rounds?
Yeah, there's a lot of great players left. We're five picks tomorrow, so we're really excited. And so we recalibrated a little bit before I came in here, just talked about, you know, what we're going to try to accomplish tomorrow. And doing the draft on the East Coast, it starts way later. So we'll have a lot of time tomorrow, and it's not like I'm going to be sleeping in till 2. So those days are over. But I never slept until 2, not even in college. But we'll have a lot of time tomorrow to really strategize and see, all right, these are the players left on the board. And there's a lot of really good ones still, and we're going to get a lot of really good players tomorrow and Saturday as well. We're excited.
A lot of good players left, a lot of reasons to be excited. Washington Commanders general manager Adam Peters certainly excited about the first draft pick he ever made as general manager in Jaden Daniels. I think there's plenty of reason to be excited. I thought listening to Daniels and Peters, I get why everybody's on board and excited.
Yeah, I listened to that this morning, and I was very impressed by the things he said. You know, I was waiting for the moment to ask you that question. Did you ever sleep until 2?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah. Like college? Sure. Yeah. 2 is late. 2 is late, but
you slept until 2.
Yes, I have. I think I could still sleep till like 8, 9 o'clock, no problem. Whereas a lot of my friends with kids, like my boy Papa's up at like 5 a.m. every day, no matter what.
I'm like that too, man. You gotta get up and go.
Landfill, what is your preferred sleeping schedule? If you had
all
to break
day.
It down.
All day.
No, he likes to watch television too.
I was,
if he's not asleep.
Yeah, I mean, last week I was sleeping until like 2, 3 in the afternoon.
Wait, you sleep till 2 or 3 in the afternoon, stay up till
4, 6, something like that.
drink red wine and Coke and go back to sleep.
Yeah, gummy season.
Couple coffee, couple gummies. Jeff, what time do you wake up? I mean, your schedule's bananas.
Yo.
Okay, so.
It actually depends. During the week, I'm up by at least 6:30.
I find that incredibly hard to believe.
Me too. I don't believe that.
I know it sounds crazy, but like my parents used to have me up early as a kid. Like, so I've always been an early riser. I may feel a little tired, but my body not letting
you
stay in the bed.
You wake up, but you just don't start moving.
Nah, I wake up. I get out the bed. I still be tired, but I cannot sleep past 9 o'clock, if that.
I can. Here's the plan. A number of people on the stream say I look tired and I need a Celsius. I'm about to get one. All right. Also, CT.
And some vodka?
Nah. I got another 12, 1 a.m. night tonight.
Hey, me too. Who cares?
I get it, Brian. That's what makes you and me. I'd like to open the phone lines up. I believe fans
your horizon.
Should be very excited. But you can tell us however you feel. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Jaden Daniels is the new quarterback of the Washington Commanders. How you feeling about it? Let's do this.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The wait is over, DC. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook with official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 18 years old and present in D.C. First online, real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7. Phone lines are lit up. It is your turn, folks. Jaden Daniels is the new quarterback of the Washington Commanders. Your quarterback, your Commanders. Who's fired up? Where should we begin? How about Steve in Silver Spring?
What up, Steve?
Steve, what do you think, man?
Steve, hey, guys. How you doing?
You're good, man.
I'm good. Hey, B. Quick. I'm excited about the pick, but I'm more concerned about this kid with offensive line. I know the sexy stuff is out the way now, so I'm thinking in our later rounds, B, and I'll ask you to allude to it. In our later rounds, I hope that we can go get a pass rusher, and it better show up that offensive line. That's more what I'm concerned about. The sexy stuff out the way now.
Steve, can I ask a quick question? Steve, may
sure.
I?
Sure.
I don't think you're wrong, sir. They need to address O-line? Yes. Mm-hmm. But dude, they haven't had a quarterback that has been a consistent winner that has stayed on the field for 30 years. Shouldn't you allow yourself a little more time to be excited than, I don't know, 12 already, hours?
But didn't they address the offensive line already with Allegretti, with Biadasz?
There's a hole at left tackle. There's an undeniable hole at left tackle. Ideally, they get it sorted out. But it's entirely possible they won't.
Like I opened it up. I said I'm excited about the pick. I am. I'm excited about it. I'm glad they went out and got that. But like I said, I'm just using – I'll use the kid that was at Alabama year before last, and he went into that situation in Carolina. Not saying that he's going to go into that situation. But they had a bad offensive line going when they drafted him. And – I don't know how much they addressed it up there, but, you know, I'm excited about hoping we get a pass rush going because that will help him on the offensive side of the ball. If we can get somebody that can get home.
Thank you, Steve. All I'm saying. I hear you.
Gotcha. I understand.
Landville, but imagine this scenario. B, are you familiar with the young woman, Sydney Sweeney? She's kind of the new heartthrob of the world. She's a very attractive young woman. Imagine – Sydney Sweeney invites you up to her room, right? And she tells you, I'm very attracted to you. This is Sydney Sweeney inviting you up to her room, and she says, I'm very attracted to you. And you say, you know, Sydney, I appreciate that, but I'm not sure your bed has good lumbar support. Like, let's just be freaking excited. Let's not worry about the lumbar support. Let's just get in the bed. Michelle is in Beltsville. Hello, Michelle. How do you do?
Hi, how are you? I'm a season ticket holder, and I am ecstatic about the choice. We got the best quarterback in that draft, no question. Quick release will help on the offensive line. He is not Sam Howell. I'm sorry, but that is the truth. He's got a rapid release. I am disturbed as a mother of an African-American son and grandchildren of the racial overtones in some of the dialogue that I saw. And I certainly hope that this city and this region get around this quarterback and that goes away.
And I'm a white dude rooting for him, Michelle, if that helps.
Yeah, well, I hate to be frank, but it's true. These weren't bots. These weren't all, you know, things like that. And I'm an older woman, and, you know, I was very concerned about that. I hope it changes. I hope we won't hear as soon as there's a little ankle sprain, here you go, and all the people that they need to buy tickets, be season ticket holders, and get out there.
Thank you, Michelle.
I'm with you.
Man, I'm the only one that wants to party. What Michelle said is accurate, but
You said call in and say what you want to say. You can't let them say what they want to say. They're not like it.
Listen. I know one dude that wants to party, B. You ready?
Who's that?
Commander Tequila. Commander Uh-oh. Tequila, how you doing, buddy?
And you know what?
What?
What was his name? Really nice, man.
Commander?
A party.
I often don't know what you're saying, but I know what you're saying right here, and I appreciate it. You were just the call we needed, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I knew one.
Thank you, buddy. There you have it. Leville, I think that was our most succinct call yet.
Did you see your text?
I'm looking right now. All right. Now I did. Our guy Jupe is on the line. Jupe, how you feeling, buddy?
Oh, man.
JPB, miss. Hey, all right, JP, I'm going to help you out. How about we do an early, thank God this part is done. We got our QB victory ritual. Let's all hit the Ric Flair.
Woo! Woo! Now you're talking, Jupe.
Hell yeah.
There we
so
go,
look,
baby.
Look, man, couple of points I want to make. I am glad that this part is over. We know who we got. We got our guy. Because, man, the whole Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, like, it was getting annoying after a while. But I'm glad this part is over. I'm looking forward to what we about to do with the rest of the draft. I do kind of feel like it's like, man, we're way behind the eight ball because looking at what Chicago did on paper, they looking real dangerous this upcoming season. And I'm making a bold prediction. I think a couple of big-name QBs is going to be on the move either within the season or in the offseason. And then I also want to highlight that one guy, the defensive tackle that the Colts drafted. Love this story. That's a big motivational story for everybody. Your man had a spine surgery, medically had to retire and came back and was the first pick off the draft. Love this story, so wanted to highlight him. But overall, man, everything's looking up and looking good. So let's keep it moving, fellas.
Appreciate you, Jupe. Great call. You know, I was talking with a scout last week about, you know, could there actually be a trade? And frankly, I don't think a
trade for what?
Like, was there a number the Commanders would trade out of number two for? And the reality is, if you answer the quarterback question, there aren't enough picks in the world. There is no package of picks that Kansas City would give up Mahomes for, or Buffalo would give up Josh Allen for, or Houston would give up C.J. Stroud for. Like, if you can answer quarterback, nothing is more important in football, period.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I think Washington, probably on some level, got some calls, but they wanted to take this kid because they think they have the freaking answer.
Yeah, and I think that's the whole thing about it. When someone comes at you in a certain way, it makes you think twice about it because you're like, okay, why do they want him so bad? We might not want to let this guy go. You know, what if he happens to be the Pat Mahomes or somebody like that? You know what I mean? And you let him go to another team that you got to compete against. That will haunt you the rest of your damn life.
Right. I mean, the fact that Sean Payton is doing his best to recalibrate, if we can borrow a phrase, that he really wanted Mahomes and then the Chiefs took him and that's why he took Bo Nix last night? Huh? Man, I really wanted a house in Beverly Hills,
Bo Nix,
but they were all
not
sold.
Mahomes, dude. Stop.
Right. Yeah,
I mean,
dude, like,
he wasn't Mahomes coming out of school.
Oh, oh boy. Oh, boy. You know who I bet will be fired up?
Who's that?
Mama Stu. Hello, Mama. Ooh. Talk to me.
Fellas! Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. Jeff can attest to this. He know what type of team mom I was when I was at Bowie State University at the home games on the road. I was so lit last night at the lounge. These folks was looking at me like I was crazy, like I was at a game. I almost lost my voice last night. Oh, my God. Let me tell y'all something, man. I'm so pumped for this. I cannot wait to see this guy take a snap, and it's going to be on and popping. I can't wait. Oh,
thank
I
you,
can't
Mama.
Wait.
Mama Stu, hold on up. Why didn't y'all give Jeff a helmet?
Yeah, take that up with Coach Wilson.
Thank you, Mama. You know, that's what we needed right there, Landini. We needed Mama Stu.
Stop talking about my helmet situation today. Just for today. It's Jaden Day.
Lord Helmet. You know what, Jeff? You're right. I won't talk about your helmet. I have been nothing but kind because you keep fixing problems in the stream. You know it's a good day when nobody's outside of B, because he's B, is really busting Jeff's balls. Like, we're all in it together, Landfill. Don't you think? We're all in it together. To show you that I'm committed to all being in it together, I will go to break on time. It's a damn Festivus miracle. Phone lines are open until 1:30 when Santana Moss joins us. We're going to get to all the calls, people. A lot to be excited about. New day in Washington.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Nobody go anywhere. Just when you think the day can't get better, we're giving away Caps tickets. Caller number 10, right now you win a pair of tickets to the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Game 4, Sunday, April 28th at Capital One Arena. Limited tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com. I'll be there. Maybe B will be there. The Caps play tonight, rooting them on. We'll be watching the NFL draft. Commanders have picks 36 and 40. I mean, Commanders are on the clock damn near right away tonight. You better
I mean,
be
I'm
ready
on the clock damn near all day, too.
What is your schedule? What all you got to do?
I am on air at 5:30. Draft starts at 7, right?
Yes.
So every time they're
on the
clock.
I was kind of hoping it was 6.
Every time they're on the clock, we're on the clock.
Oh, man. Here's my only suggestion, and I may have casually mumbled this as I walked out, and Adam Peters may or may not have been listening to me. We got to trade out of 100, B. No matter what happens in Ashburn tonight, the number one priority should be trading out of the absolute last pick of Friday night.
Why?
Because it's the absolute last pick of Friday night.
So you want them to move it to tomorrow or
Yo,
move
you
it
can
earlier?
Move up. Use 100 to move up. Use 100 to move back. Just
okay, I have one question.
Get out of 100.
You think he's going to listen to you?
Absolutely not. Not a chance in hell. All right, let's hit these phones. You guys are in charge until 1:30 when Santana Moss joins the program. Anthony,
Landfill,
what?
Before JP do that. Order yourself and Jeff and JP some. But JP leaving. Order you and Jeff some lunch. I got y'all.
Wow.
All right. Thanks, B.
Oh, now you won't talk to me, huh? You little. Okay. Good. I'm good. Go do it, dog.
Why'd you wait for me to leave?
I didn't wait for you to leave. You are leaving.
I gotta get out there to meet Jaden.
Yeah, they got food out there for y'all. They got pizza.
No, we had pizza last night. Shout out to the Commanders PR. Last night we had pizza. Today, Chick-fil-A, baby. No complaints about Chick-fil-A. I'm also currently eating a Lambo, what do you call the little joints that are like the pre-made PB&J circle things?
Uncrustables. They're delicious.
Currently eating an Uncrustable, Brian.
They were eating those last night, Lanfield. That was like at the end of the thing, they had Uncrustables for people, apples, all this stuff. I guess just to later in the night, they were like, look, we're going to give y'all something to eat because everybody looked hungry as hell.
Now, this was before or after the fights?
Oh, no, this is in the media area. They had good food earlier, then later on they had these snacks. And I was like, I don't want any of that crap.
Anthony is in Boyd's. Anthony, what how fired up are you?
What's going on, fellas? Hail to the Commanders. I'm extremely fired up. I'm more psyched than psyched can be. Jaden Daniels, he's the guy. I mean, getting him last night, it completes the entire week. My brother and I were at FedEx on Wednesday getting season tickets. Congrats to him for graduating from 602. Tonight, I'm really looking forward to possibly taking two corners. Get away from the Legion of Busted coverage. Get towards the Legion of Boom. I really want Kingsley Suamataia, but I'm not sure if he'll be there. But Kool-Aid and Cooper DeJean would be awesome picks.
I like both those guys. I don't know, you go corner. And remember, Ron, unfortunately, just did that last year.
Yeah, we still need some big people to block.
Folks, so there's a big split in the scouting community on Suamataia. So that's just one thing to keep in mind. I do, however, Anthony, need to compliment you on the Legion of Busted Coverages. That's a funny name, and that's hopefully it goes away. Thanks,
yeah, hopefully
pal.
Hopefully it does go away. Thank
hey,
you.
Man, I got some picks for you from Lamont Jordan later on.
All right.
Lamont has been scouting. He say you got to go for some big offensive linemen, brother.
Yeah, I like the kid from Yale. Big K is what I call him. I think Kieran.
Yeah. Kieran.
Adabachi.
I'm Big Kieran A.
Big K A. Is what I like to call him.
Big K A.
Yeah.
He talked about Blake Fisher.
Yeah. Blake Fisher's from Notre Dame.
Who you just talked about from BYU. Morgan and also Paul.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Patrick Paul, his older brother's Chris Paul, that's already on the roster. I think Roger Rosengarten is absolutely a name you could hear the Commanders say. Listen, I get that they missed kind of this first wave of tackles, but that doesn't mean you still can't find the right guy. Correct me if I'm wrong, was Joe Jacoby undrafted?
Undrafted, and Coach Gill thought he was a defensive tackle.
Right. He worked out
and
pretty
well. And he only played double-digit years and was mauling people.
And should be in the Hall of
Fame. Yeah, there you go. I was coming with it.
I don't know, Lanfield, get your finger on the dump button. Wildcard Scotty's on the line. Scotty, how you feeling this morning?
What's happening, folks? What do you mean on the dump button? When have I ever given you a reason to be nervous?
every time we see you?
Oh, come on now. Maybe. Man, for all the people that aren't excited and hyped for this kid, man, come on. I don't know. I don't get it. But I think this kid's going to do wonders, man. I think you guys got a winner.
All right, man.
I don't know.
We appreciate that.
I'm thinking offensive line. There's a kid out of West Virginia, Frazier. Kind of, he plays center guard. I think he'd be a nice fit. He's kind of like a Swiss Army knife.
Hey, Scotty,
kind of like me.
Yes. Sir.
While we've got you, why are you ducking Jeff? Apparently, you owe him $20 and are just ducking him right and left.
Listen. No, I'm not ducking Jeff. I told him to come down. You know, me and my wife, I don't have any monetary devices to pay. I don't have Cash App or any of those things. You know, my wife controls everything. But
smart woman,
Jeffrey,
bro.
What'd you say?
Smart woman.
Oh,
leave that in your hands. You better send all that damn money out.
Yeah, you don't even know. But,
Scotty, get off the radio before you get yourself in trouble, dude.
Yeah,
thank
bye,
you for the
Scotty.
Call.
I'm 100. I got it. She got cameras
go
on
make some more damn bugs
yourself.
Get off the damn radio.
Goodbye. We got Drew, Eastern Shore Drew on the line. Drew, how fired
Drew.
Up are you?
I'm ready to raise hell. You know, I think this is good. I also really like how they did it. You know, I had a mentor when I was first starting my career, and he said, when you compete, you don't want to lose because of the things you didn't do. And so, you know, and the message would be thorough. And I think just from the press conference and what you just talked to Adam Peters, the thoroughness really impressed me because I think that bodes well for the future. And then I'm ready for the cap tonight. So where's a good place to have a Red Bull and Scotty's pregame?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Hey, somewhere close to the stadium.
Yeah, I mean,
what I'm asking.
Can't go wrong with Clyde's. It'll probably be jumping in there, but you're right next door. The District D is actually pretty cool, too. I always thought District D was like more of a – it's kind of just a bar. Like, you can go in there. I don't know. Have fun, Drew. Rock the red. Go Caps. Thanks, pal.
Rock the red. Rock the red and hail, brother.
Everybody, a lot of hail jokes and not like the stuff that comes out of the sky.
H-A-I-L.
H-A-I-L. Land fail. Phone lines continue till 1:30.
That was a little weird right there.
Yeah, it was. That didn't land. Yeah. Santana Moss joins us at 1:30.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!